The Supreme Court indicated it will hear a case that could end the threat of deportation for millions of undocumented immigrants across the country. At issue is the legality of President Obama's executive orders in 2014 that established DAPA, a program to give temporary work permits to the parents of American citizens and legal permanent residents, and expanded DACA, which would give those permits to people brought here as children. Gabriela Villarreal with the California Immigrant Policy Center is optimistic but cautious.
We're glad the Supreme Court has taken this case and hope the nation's court will affirm what we know from our legal experts, that the president was within his constitutional powers to create these deportation relief programs.
The state of Texas, joined by 26 other states, has argued in the suit that Obama overstepped his authority with the executive orders. An estimated 1.5 million Californians and their families stand to benefit if DACA and DAPA are allowed to take effect. Villarreal says she remains angry and frustrated, however, that the White House has not let up on immigration raids that tear families apart.
His administration announced the escalation of identifying families who have been fleeing violence in Central America.
The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments in April and issue a ruling in June. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.